Welcome to the Sacred Fame Show. My name is Kasia Rashval. I'm so happy to be here with you today talking about a little bit of a raw subject that has been really at the forefront of my life, at the forefront of lives of people I'm connected to. It seems that relationships are falling apart everywhere we look. And not just intimate relationships, but also friendships, family relationships, relationships of all kinds. It seems like they're on the table. And so I wanted to talk about that today because it's a hard thing to deal with, and especially when it seems to come out of the blue. So let's dive in. You may be someone who is experiencing this as we speak, or you may have experienced this in the past, and you may be wondering what is happening. And of course, I don't have all the answers. I don't have any answers at all, but I have a perspective, a couple different perspectives that I always take when stuff happens. And then I follow the energy and I follow the expansion and sort of pick up the pieces from there. It seems that this year of 2022 that we're in, the six energy, the karmic balancing, the harmonizing energy is in full swing. We cannot rest. It started with a bang and it is continuing to be a heavy hitter. And unfortunately, anything is on the table. And right now it seems to be relationships. So what I found, because I had this happen this month where one of my longest term friendships sort of exploded, really hit me out of the blue. And I really had to grieve it. I had to feel all the things and move through it. And what was different this time around, because I've had this happen in the past, and I know that I'm the common denominator, and this is part of the reason what drives me when I do my own personal work is always looking at, okay, so how did I contribute? How did I co-create this? And what was interesting this time is when this happened, I was shocked, definitely. I was hurt. But I also felt a really grand and surprising sense of peace and integrity within myself that even though this person, whose opinion of me I cannot change, even though this person has this opinion and these belief systems, I'm in integrity with who I am. And I've never had that before. So that was a gift that came out of this for me is being able to be right with myself. Because, like I said, this has been a journey for me. And in the past, when relationships have fallen apart in my life, I went into a deep place of pain. And I sat in that pain and I stewed in that pain. And I beat up on myself in a really big way. And of course, all of those relationships, I think anytime we're in relationship with anyone, you know, we are always invited to learn. But the learning for me was not always very clear. And I can tell you that all the quote unquote divorces that I have had in my life have been with women friends, women who were soul sisters to me. And you know, and they were, and then they weren't. And picking up the pieces after a divorce like that is really difficult, especially when it seems to sideswipe you. And then of course you look back and you're like, why didn't I see this coming? You know, what could I have done differently? And in some cases I knew, and in other cases I had no idea. Even to this day, I don't have any idea. And so I keep an open heart to that because I want to be the best person I can be, as I'm sure you do too. And when big things like that fall apart in our life, it just seems like, what am I not seeing? What is it that I missed? Were there red flags, right? How did I co-create this? That's where my mind always goes. And I've started to not only navigate by my mind, but also navigate by my, that felt sense, right? That not so much emotion, not just emotion, but it's this sense in your body when you know that you are in integrity or at peace or in joy or bliss or even neutrality, right? It's that place of I know who I am. And what I find different about my own experience this time is that's what came up immediately as this relationship was falling apart around me, is that peace was there. And that was different because, yes, there was pain, but there was that peace and I couldn't ignore it. And why I wanted to talk about this is because I know I'm not an isolated incident. This is happening everywhere around us. And often, especially as women, we tend to blame ourselves, right? We blame ourselves for everything. We've been taught to do that. Not just, you know, immediately, but over millennia, the feminine has been blamed for a lot. Whether it's correct or not, it is what it is. And so many of us take that on, that when something happens, we immediately blame ourselves. We pick up that flog and we flog ourselves and we shame ourselves. And it's even worse when we do it to each other. But it's awful when we do it to ourselves. And so when things implode in our life, it's really easy to do that. Either blame yourself or then, you know, if you're still in that place of blaming others, I find that an even harder place to be. What I've learned on this spiritual journey that I've been on and this life journey, like you don't even have to be spiritual to be on this life journey, is I know everything happens for me, through me, right? It happens, life happens through me, and I know everything is here to teach me. The problem is when things implode, it's really hard to be rational about it and to think things through and to get all the pieces of like, okay, let's think about this, right? We can't think about things when things are imploding. We feel things. That's when that limbic system goes into overdrive because we don't feel safe. And our first instinct is to run away, to hide, to fight, right? And so we are very, very emotional in those moments. And that's a natural process. How we deal with those emotions and how we move through them, that we can navigate and we can control that process. And so if something like this has happened to you and you're still reeling emotionally from it, are you giving yourself permission to do that? Are you giving yourself permission to feel all the things? Like I said, when this friendship imploded very recently, last few weeks, shock, pain, disbelief, even some anger came up for me. And I, trust me, I felt it. And I have people in my life that I can reach out to that have my back, that hold that space for me when the shit hits the fan and I am in the feelings. And that is exactly what I did, is I reached out to my safe places and was held while I felt. And I told the story several times. I was in it. I was processing it that way. I tend to talk things out. I'm a verbal processor very much. And so being able to have a safe space is so important when this happens, so that you can feel your feelings without judging yourself, without trying to change it, without trying to stuff those feelings back down or pretend that you're okay when you're not okay. Because even if you co-created an implosion in some way, it's okay, right? It's okay. And chances are, you know, there were red flags along the way, but perhaps you didn't see them and that's okay. You weren't ready. And now that relationship is just ready to go. And here we are. And it's meant to be ripped apart this way. And you're meant to see something, but you don't have to see that lesson immediately, right? You can feel. So feel first without judgment. Give yourself permission to go there. And I've had this conversation in the past many times with friends, with clients about, well, but if I feel this pain or this anger or whatever it is that I'm feeling, won't I create more of it? Like, won't I keep attracting this into my life? And I'm not sure how the physics of it work, but the way I see it is that frequency of pain or anger or whatever it is already active inside you because this is happening in your life. And so by you witnessing it, by you giving it your attention through love through a permission lens of like, wow, this anger is here or this pain is here. I'm going to sit with it. I'm going to witness it. I'm going to feel it and let it dissipate. Let it move through me and get to a place of neutrality or a place of forgiveness or a place of love or compassion or wherever it is that you can get to, or peace. Then I believe that frequency is changed. It's transmuted from pain into peace, from anger into neutrality, right? And so then it's not as active in you. So I don't think by truly feeling your feelings without dwelling that you attract more pain or more anger. You don't. I don't believe that. Once you've given yourself that space to feel, then I find that the mind sort of jumps back on the rational train, and then you can think about it and you can perhaps talk to someone about it and look at yourself more objectively and say, okay, you know, what is my part in this? How do I feel about myself now that the explosion of that emotion is dissipated? What's true for me? What's true for me? What's true about me? Who do I know myself to be? Right? Because that's then your truth. That's your truth. And the most interesting part of these implosions that have been happening, and then like, that's not the most isolated one in my life. I've had several happen since the beginning of the year. There's just been like explosion after explosion after explosion. What I'm noticing, and I'd be curious to hear from you to see what you're noticing, is things are exploding or imploding, but there's no rubble left. It's like I'm walking through these explosions, and yes, things are being ripped away or things are being changed so drastically. And yet, when I walk through that cloud of emotion, when I get back into who I know myself to be, the pieces that are left behind are exactly the ones that are meant to be there. And there's no more sifting and sorting, like, do I want this? Do I not want this? It's so clear. It's so clear. And that is wonderful. And part of me is like, why do I have to keep learning through pain? Why do I have to keep learning in this explosive way? Well, I don't know. Again, I don't have an answer. But if this is the fastest way to get to where I'm going, I'll take it. Because I came into this year, and I know many of you have as well. We came into this year with clarity, with purpose. We knew this is what we want and this is what we don't. And when we have that clarity, that level of conviction, the universe is like, okay, okay, buckle up, because we're going to have to explode and implode and clear a whole bunch of this stuff out of the way so that you can get to where you want to go faster. And yes, the journey will suck. It'll hurt. It'll be painful sometimes. But trust me, on the other side of it, you will know you better. And that's what I'm finding. And it's beautiful, because when my relationships exploded in the past, where those divorces happened with my soul sister friends in the past, there was rubble. There was rubble. There was all this stuff. And it just, like, I don't know if it was because I wasn't ready or what was happening, but there was just, it was harder. Now things move fast, fast, fast. And of course, it's my own growth as well, my own learnings, my own, all of that, that is helping me to feel like I don't have to pick up the pieces. I can just keep walking as long as I'm in integrity with myself. And so I hope that you, whatever you're experiencing, if things are falling down around you, that you are giving yourself permission, first of all, to feel and to move through it at your own pace, without rushing, without trying to sweep things under the rug. The last thing you want to do is stuff this down into you and bypass it, because guess what? It'll come back with a vengeance the next time. And then, so give yourself permission to feel. And then if you want to know more about, okay, why did this happen? That's when, after the feelings dissipate, after you work through those, that's when the clarity can come in. And this is why I love working with with something like the Akashic field, the Akashic records, because they hold this quantum field of information holds all our lessons, all the purposes of all the things that happen in our life, that happened for us. And we can go into the records and ask, you know, can you tell me more about this? Why did this happen? How am I supposed to learn from this? What am I supposed to learn from this? And we can go in and ask and look at these implosions, these explosions, these endings in our life and get clarity so that we know we're on track. That's what I love about working with the records is they give more confidence. They validate your experience. They plug you into yourself and make you make sense to you. They make me make sense to me. And that's priceless to me. And so I invite you to, if you've ever been curious about reading your own records, to check out the How to Read Your Own Akashic Records course that I'm starting teaching very soon. And if you have any questions, definitely reach out and let's chat. Because if you want to connect more to yourself, if you want to have more confidence, more conviction, more connection with your own self, with your highest wisdom, this is one way you can do that consistently with confidence, because once you know how to access your records, it works every time. You don't have to be curious or wonder, am I making this up or who am I talking to? you know whose voice you're hearing. You know that it's the wisdom of your soul, the most beautiful wisdom there is. Thanks for listening. This episode was very personal, and I appreciate you listening, catching the replay. If my sharing my stories touched you in any way, inspired you, or if you think someone else needs to hear it, please share it with them. Please hit subscribe, leave me a comment, and I will see you next time.